A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, the headland of Pisgah, which faces Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead, and as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb, the circuit of the Jordan with the lowlands at Jericho, city of palms, and as far as Zoar. The Lord then said to him, This is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that I would give to their descendants. I have let you feast your eyes upon it, but you shall not cross over. So there in the land of Moab, Moses, the servant of the Lord, died as the Lord had said, and he was buried in the ravine opposite Beth Peor in the land of Moab. But to this day, no one knows the place of his burial. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were undimmed and his vigor unabated. For 30 days the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab, till they had completed the period of grief and mourning for Moses. The Word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, from today's excerpt from the 34th and last chapter of Deuteronomy, we learn one important lesson. Not all dreams come true. It was Joshua in the next book of the Old Testament that takes the Israelites to the Promised Land. In today's reading, Moses sees the Promised Land, but he never walks on it. It kind of reminds me of a sign in a china shop that says, Look, but don't touch. Have you ever been in a museum and been awed by a beautiful sculpture? You want to feel it. You want to stroke it. But there's that sign. Look, but don't touch. I suspect that all of us, at some point in our lives, have met what we thought was a special man or woman, and that man or woman did not respond to us the way we would wish. We wanted to hug them or caress them, but their eyes were just like that sign. Look, but don't touch. Yes, our reading today from Deuteronomy, these examples remind us that sometimes it's not about a promised land, but a land of broken dreams, broken promises, broken plans, a broken heart. Whether it be romance, a career that doesn't pan out the way we would like, a child that challenges us, we hear that well-worn refrain, Why me, Lord? It's just not fair. Well, my friends, perhaps we can learn something about this whole situation by turning it upside down. What would happen if all dreams came true? Well, firstly, we would then be in control of our destiny. Everything we thought about and dreamt about would come true. We would be in charge. We would have no need for anything else. And then, there would be no room for awesome surprises. If everything we dreamt of and was controlled by us, what happens to serendipity? What happens to the possibility of wonderful surprises that change our lives? And lastly, and perhaps most importantly for our purposes, if we're in control, there's really no need for God, is there? It kind of reminds me of what a friend of mine once told me, and I quote, "I've been too lucky to love God." People who are lucky, people who are fortunate, indeed have a hard time finding God. The reality is that we're drawn to God much more by misfortune, much more by suffering, than by good fortune. Today is the feast day of Saint Jean-François de Chantal. Jean-François had 7 children and a husband, and all of a sudden, her husband was killed in a hunting accident. There indeed is a broken dream. And yet, she eventually met and was influenced by the great saint, Francis de Sales. And together, they started the Visitation Nuns, and a new dream was spawned. On the other hand, for much of the rest of her life, Jean-François suffered from great spiritual aridity. There are dreams, and there are not dreams. Dreams that come true, and dreams that die in the womb. Sainthood, my friends, is built upon a response to suffering. Jean-François suffered, and yet she became a saint. It is certainly true that not all dreams come true, but every one of us has the potential for a new dream, a dream that we can carry with us the rest of our lives. Like Jean-François, we can dream of becoming a saint. Amen.